Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. This song is for the children and their dreams. You can be a lawyer, doctor, and even a president. All you got to do is believe.
Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights in association with Dream Castle, with the Dream Castle pageant and Genius is Common. We invite you to tune in to a phenomenal broadcast featuring our special guest, Speech of Arrested Development. Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson is co-hosted by yours truly, Beverly Black, produced by Daisy Brown, and sponsored by Gwen Nix James and the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand created, owned, and operated by Beverly Black. All rights reserved. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't even tell you how Oh my gosh, how excited I am to have Mr. Speech Thomas on our show this evening. Before we get to our guest, we are anticipating the actual host, Mr. Marshall Thompson of the Shine Lights, will slide in this building on this stage. I'm going to open the phone line to our producer and the manager of 40 years of the Shine Lights, Ms. Daisy Brown. How are you doing, Daisy, Queen of Diamonds Brown?
I'm fine. I'm great, my dear. And you?
Wonderful. I'm blessed. I'm over here smiling from ear to ear. I'm stoked. Our guest is on the line. Our host and the godfather who allows me to be his sidekick, he has not slid into the building yet. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and roll with the show. And I guess you'll have to be Marshall Thompson this evening because I can't,
ooh,
I won't stop.
That's a hard act to follow, honey. That's
a
hard act to follow.
I'm sorry.
I hear you stuttering over there. I hear you.
I am stoked. You know, I'm stoked. Mm-hmm. So before we get to our guest, I want to bring everyone to the attention of our guest's website, and that is www.brotherspeech.com. We know him as the phenomenal leader of Arrested Development. He is an award-winning artist, consistently pushing the artistic and social envelope. On the homepage, you can click on any number of his projects to learn more about what Speech is working on. Now, he is the leader of the 2-time Grammy Award-winning hip-hop collective Arrested Development, of which I am a huge fan. He and the group have been a groundbreaking force in hip-hop culture since 1991. Their debut album, 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of on EMI, sold over 4 million albums, earned them 2 Grammy Awards for the best new artist, and best rap single, Tennessee. 2 MTV Awards, People Every Day, a Soul Train Music Award, and the coveted NAACP Image Award. Rolling Stone magazine named them Band of the Year in 92, while VH1 named them one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame even named the AD Smash, Arrested Development Smash Tennessee, one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Let me say that again. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame named Arrested Development Smash Tennessee one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. That's huge. Speech has continued to be a trailblazer with the group and as a solo artist, sharing stages with Nelson Adiba Mandela, Minister Louis Farrakhan, assalamu alaikum, Henry Rodham Clinton, and our dear Daisy Brown's man, Barack Obama. He is the categorical definition of legendary. So that is who Speech Thomas is. But now we're going to let you know who Marshall Thompson is, because the Godfather is in the building.
Legendary supergroup formed in the late 50s as 2 separate groups, the Chanteurs and the Desideros, joined forces in the early 60s to become Marshall and the Highlights. In 1964, they changed their name in tribute to their hometown, Chicago, and became the Shylights. The started coming in 1971 and 1972 with Have You Seen Her and Old Girl, each selling over 1 million copies. In 2000, they were inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, in 2005, the Vocal Group Hall of Fame, and in 2013, the R&B Music Hall of Fame. Their music has been heard around the world, as well as movies. In 1996, they appeared in Original Gangsters, Only the Strong Survive in 2002, and recently, the movie trailer for the Disney picture Finding Dory. They continue to wow audiences worldwide.
Ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the shy lights. Marshall Thompson, what's happening, Godfather?
What's going on with you? A little sad day for me today, but I'm here to speak to you all tonight, and I hope you enjoy it. Hope everybody's enjoying themselves with us tonight.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Godfather, we have you wrapped in our arms. We know that God is with you, and I thank you that you are able to make the show. So we're going to allow us to go forward, and we're going to call you immediately after the show because I think I have a feeling and knowing. So let me let you say hello to our producer, because we're so thankful and grateful that she makes these types of shows happen. And I'm talking about Speech, the leader of Arrested Development. Y'all is on the line, and I can't wait because I am a huge fan. Godfather, say hello to your God sister.
Hello there.
Hello there. Hey, baby. How you doing?
How you doing? Yeah,
I'm good.
You know, we lost our good friend today, so, you know.
Yeah.
This morning, so I'm dealing with that.
Painful.
Yep.
So now, I don't know, but are we talking about Chuck Barksdale?
That's correct.
Of course, yeah.
God bless his soul.
6 o'clock this morning.
He's with the Lord, y'all.
Yeah. That was my friend.
Now, we're talking
about Chuck.
And ladies and gentlemen, just in case you don't know, we're on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the shy lights, and we want to keep Chuck Barksdale of the Dales in our prayers. He was called home to be with the Lord, and we want to dedicate this show to him, because without Speech, come on, without these songs, without all the legendary music that all of you have given us, we would not have Soul School Music. And we want to shout out to Mr. Bruce George of Genius is Common, our sponsor, along with Gwen, Nix, James of the Dream Castle Pageant. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, Speech of Arrested Development. Welcome to Soul School Music, Speech. How are you?
Let me tell you, that is the best intro I have ever had in my entire career. I'm feeling amazing right now. Thank you so much. And to my brother, the Godfather, Marshall Thompson, I just want to say I'm so sorry for your loss, brother. I know how that feels, and I'm extremely sorry for the loss. My prayers are with his family.
Oh, thank you so
yes.
much. We've been running all day today with that, you know, all day. But I'm so happy to have you on the program tonight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's my pleasure.
And I want to thank our producer, Daisy Brown, for getting with Speeches Camp, with Mike and Pipeline Music and everyone for making this show possible. Speech, we want to apologize for the time that you spent on hold previously trying to get you on the show, but you know, Daisy, our producer, she does not let up. When Marshall Thompson wants somebody on the show, Daisy Brown makes that happen. And so we're so honored to have you. And what's so beautiful is that we want to the reason for the introduction speech, and I'm Beverly Black, the reason for the introduction is because we're bridging the gap between true school, new school, and soul school. And wherever you fit in that category, we want you to feel welcome to let us know. But the pleasure to bring together a legend such as Marshall Thompson and all the accolades and worldwide songs that have been received and the rewards or awards, excuse me, which are the rewards, and then to fast forward years later on through the footsteps of soul school music and the artists before you, here comes Speech and Arrested Development. And what I love is that so many people have sampled from Speech's generation music from the Shy Lights. But then Arrested Development brought us people every day sampling Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People. And it is to that bridging of the gap right there that we enter into this conversation with these two legends. Marshall Thompson, I want your guest Speech to tell our audience, when did he first hear about the Shy Lights and what impact has that had on your career, Speech, in music? And if it's not an impact through the Shy Lights directly, which artist has made that impact? Because we know there's so many through whom the footsteps have followed.
Well, first of all, let me say the Shy Lights are literally legendary for me, and I'm so grateful. I'm very honored to be on this call. And I love how you're lifting up, number one, the accolades of what artists like us have done and are doing. It is so important. I just love the energy. It is so inspiring and important. And I hope that everybody listening could just feel that love, because I'm really feeling it, not just because of the things you said about me, but even the things you said about the Godfather himself. I'm grateful. I love that energy, because I feel like this music has been so important to so many people, and it needs to be lifted up and it needs to be celebrated. And so I just appreciate that. As far as the Shy Lights, for me personally, literally, I have sampled, I have used song, because I believe in sampling, and I believe that sampling pulls back music from the past, sometimes from ancestors, and brings it to
Absolutely.
The future. So it allows that energy, that passion, to be brought back to the new generation, and we need that. And so for me, I literally have sampled songs like Old Girl. I have literally sample songs like Have You Seen Her, but also my father used to own a nightclub in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And when I was about 8 or maybe 10, maybe 10 or 11, he brought the Shy Lights to that club. And I remember the excitement in that club. It always sticks with me, the feeling of having such legendary artists in that club in Milwaukee with my father. It was just one of the highlights of his career and one of the highlights for me as a little boy. So I'm very grateful in many, many ways. And, yes, that music has been so impactful for me, so impactful.
What was the name of your father?
My father's name was Robert Thomas in Milwaukee, and he owned a nightclub called, There you go. And there was another station that he co-owned called WNOV in Milwaukee. And
that's correct.
Those things were so important to me as a young boy that I'll never forget it.
Wow. He was with O.C. White, Dr. Bob, all those guys.
That's exactly right. O.C. White, Dr. Bob, all of them right there. Gerald Jones on the WNOV as well. All of them very important. And my dad owned the nightclub. At the time, it was called Rich Man, Poor Man, or Fox Trap. I forget which one it was. But he changed the name in the middle of it. That's exactly right. So
you go
very, very memorable. Yeah, man. That's true.
Wow.
Yep. So it means a lot.
Wow.
It means a whole lot.
Wow. Godfather,
you were at the club. Speech was a little boy, and he just testified to that. So tell us something about that club and things that Speech may not know because of his youth.
Well, first of all, Shylite started at that club, number one.
Oh, my gosh.
We started right there with O.C. White and Dr. Bob and all of us. The Seven Sounds Band, Harvey Scales, played there all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Rest in peace, Harvey Scales, yes.
Yes, it is. We played there all the time, and we was doing our first hit records before we even got any hit records. That's where we used to come out every week, go down there and play on that corner, 220 Avenue, and right across the street from the graveyard there, Edner's and Allen's. We played all those clubs. And, okay.
That's amazing.
And that was one of and that's where my daughter is, and right there in Milwaukee.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I made my baby right there, one of my babies. I got a lot of them, but there's one of them.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah, right there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah. And all the Shylites had babies in Milwaukee.
That is amazing. Marshall, I did not
know
that. That is
all four Shylites. All four Shylites got kids in Milwaukee. All four.
Wow.
Yeah, it sure is.
Wow.
But that was a place, and we had a great time there with LC. He had the X-Squires singing group there. We used to work with them a lot on doing things there. And so you came out of a great musical side, man. I can understand why you're doing what you're doing. You know,
it is. It really had a huge impact on me. I can't even tell you how big it was, because when I was at the nightclub, that gave me the power of music. Like, I knew at that point that music was extremely powerful and that people were deeply moved by music. And I wanted to do something about it in my life. I wanted to be a musician from that point on.
You remember W-A-W-A?
W-A-W-A, I sure do. O.C. White, definitely.
That's
the
O.C.
amazing
White.
Dr. Bob.
That's right. That's where it's at.
Yep.
And then NOV came in there. They still got the boy Rocket is still in there, too, playing the NOV.
That's exactly right. Yep. I was just in Milwaukee last week.
Oh, you were? Oh, okay.
Yep. Well, I was checking in on my phone.
I know where your talent is.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Did you say you were checking in on your father's speech?
Yeah, I was checking in on my dad. My dad is almost 83, and he's had some health issues, and I was checking in on my father.
Absolutely.
Bless his heart. We want
to
thank your father for the platform that he created, and you must let him know that you spoke to Marshall Thompson of the Shylites so that it comes back full circle, and thank him on behalf of Marshall Thompson, on behalf of Soul School Music, on behalf of Daisy Brown, 40-plus years as the Shylites manager, and behalf of new booty on the block, I'm Beverly. I've been here 3 years.
my dad may be listening right now.
Bless God.
Oh, that would be great.
Bless God.
Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah, he may.
Well,
very well may call.
Bless God. Well, listen, we're going to go into another round of questions and responses, but we must pay the bills around here. Please hold while we take a minute to do that. We'll be right back live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylites, and Speech from Arrested Development. Now, both of these gentlemen have awards all under their belt and oozing out their pores with the songs and the creativity and the genius and the artistry that they have given us. So when we get back, we're going to talk about all of that right after this.
Ever wanted to get away from it all? Maybe.
maybe an inexpensive honeymoon, or even a second honeymoon, or just a mini vacation for the two of you, now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
My name is Malik Yoba. I'm here with a friendly little reminder. It's amazing how many people I talk to on a regular basis that say all kinds of crazy negative things about themselves. They often think that it's the other person, the other guy, the other girl, man or woman, that is more capable, that has more ability, that's smarter, more talented. The thing so many people don't realize is we got a little secret. If we tell ourselves that we're great, if we focus on the things we really want that exceed our current circumstance and stay true to that no matter what, you'll understand genius is coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shalites, with our special guest, award-winning artist, Speech of Arrested Development. This is in association with the Dream Castle Pageant, and Genius is Common. Speech, before we go on, I would like to introduce you to the genius behind Genius is Common and the co-founder of HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam, Mr. Bruce George. Mr. Bruce George, welcome to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. Say hello to Marshall Thompson,
blessings,
Baby Brown, and Speech.
Yo, peace and blessings
What's
to everybody. What's going on? What's going on? First of all, Bev, I want to thank you for, you know, again, for an amazing show and giving the Genius is Common movement a platform. And I want to thank Marshall Thompson for also allowing the Genius is Common movement to have a platform and how instrumental he's been in getting a lot of celebrities to do Genius is Common videos. So, you know, I want to thank you, thank the good Lord for us being here, first and foremost. And Speech, you know, I'm speechless, bro. Pun intended. You know, love your work, bro. Real talk, man. You're welcome, bro. What I really appreciate about you, man, is that, you know, you brought the consciousness early on, you know, in terms of hip hop and music. You know, you really brought the consciousness and you got us to become, you know, more Afrocentric. You know, you got us to become more conscious of our blackness. You know, and so, I mean, with the whole dashikis and all that, you know, the whole just getting us, making us become more aware of our culture. And you got into that before it was fashionable. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, everybody and their baby brother now is like, you know, and you got into it before it was like that. And so I salute you in reference to that. You did some amazing work and doing some amazing work. So I just wanted to thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. Mad love to you,
cool.
Man. Thank you.
Cool. You as well. You as well. And you know we're gonna. You know we need a Genius is Common video from you, bro. Real talk.
I'm down.
Real talk. Exactly. We would love it.
Okay.
You know, we got Marshall Thompson's video. We got Marshall Thompson's video. We got videos from rappers Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Melly Mel, Do It All Kelly from Lords of the Underground. I mean, you name it. Malik Yoba, you just heard him. Nicki Giovanni, The Last Poets, the late Tommy Ford from The Martin Lawrence Show. I mean, people like mad crazy. It would be blasphemous to not have you on to get a video from you where you say your name. You just basically say your name. You know, hey, my name is Speech from Arrested Development. Genius is Common. That's it. You know? And we'll make it pop. We'll make it pop for you.
Well, we don't want any blasphemy, but I'm definitely down to do that, man.
That's what's up, man. And good show.
Thank you so much for being a co-sponsor with the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, with Gwen Nix James, for making this show possible. Mr. Bruce
George,
Genius,
want to thank
is
that sister.
Common.
Yeah, that sister's doing her thing with the Dream Castle, you know, and then, you know, the whole Shilates. I know they're playing the Shilates music in there like crazy. You know, I need to visit that.
That's right. Well, we'll get Arrested Development on the entertainment.
That's right. Let Marshall Thompson
get some rest. We're going to get back to this interview, but we just wanted to acknowledge our sponsors, and we thank you again, Bruce George, Genius is Common,
no doubt.
Gwen Nix James,
listening.
The Dream Castle Villa.
All right, peace.
Thank you, brother.
Peace.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
All right. I'll make sure that you all have each other's number, Bruce George, Speech Thomas. Marshall Thompson,
yes.
Your show is popping over here. Now, this is what I want to know from these two gentlemen. Marshall Thompson, let's start with The Godfather. You've had your music sampled by Fantasia, or excuse me, let me start from the top. You've had your music sampled by Beyonce, Jay-Z. Who am I missing?
Fantasia.
MC Hammer.
MC Hammer.
Michael Bolton. Michael Bolton. Mm-hmm.
You know, Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
On and on. We said Fantasia, didn't we?
Yes.
What about
started with her.
Paul Young.
Oh, that's right, Paul. Yes.
Oh, wow, wow.
Yeah, Kay Michelle. Wow.
Now, tell us, that is phenomenal. And what we're going to do is bridge the gap between, because, see, Marshall Thompson ain't never sampled nobody's speech. I'm going to tell you right now, okay?
100% original.
He's been sampled so much. How does it feel, Marshall Thompson, when that happens, when people grasp your music? And then Speech is going to tell us from his end how it came about that they would sample Sly and the Family Stone with their version, People Every Day. So, Marshall Thompson, you get sampled by everybody and their mama. How does that feel, and how does that process unfold?
Well, not only just by making the money, you're going to make money automatically, but I'm saying it still keeps you current. Every time they come up with a sound of yours it, from your record, it's like, okay, Beyonce, she didn't sample the record. She did the whole record, the whole music. All the instrumentation, played the drums and all that on Crazy in Love. I mean, she just did some lyrics over the music. It's the same song that we had in 1968. You know, same one, I Am My Woman. Same song. Okay?
Wow.
So when she brought it back out, at the time she brought it back out, she brought us back. Every time you do our song and sample our music, you're bringing us back. Every time.
Yeah.
So that made us keep current like we are today. That's why we're still filling up the arenas when we go out, you know, and people know what you're singing. They didn't know it was you, but they know that music came from somewhere.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So it keeps you current. And that's the whole idea of keep moving around here in all the music. And then, like the Finding Dory, the movie, they show what, 20 billion? You know, of the movie for the kids, and the scene was played all the way through the movie trailer. You know, so now the old people that knew Have You Seen Her, the middle class people knew Have You Seen Her. Now the babies know Have You Seen Her.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Half of them can't even pronounce it, but they're singing it. They can't even pronounce the words properly, but they sing along.
And just like you were saying with Beyonce doing all of the music, and people have no idea that that music, Crazy in Love, dates back to 1968. So I wonder what her process was for listening to the music. But now I'm going to give Speech the opportunity to respond and let us know how did it come about that maybe he can enlighten us on that process that I'm speaking of with Beyonce. How does that process come about, Speech, when an artist decides to sample someone's music? And how did it come about that Arrested Development would do the play on Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People with People Every Day? And then when you, after you give us your response, Speech, I have another person to introduce you to, and that's going to be the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Yes, and Marsha Thompson gave her away for her wedding right there at the castle. So, Speech, please respond.
So, first of all, as a hip-hop head like I am, you know, it's what I love about our culture. So, like, we really, for real, love the music of the past. We love the authenticity of it. We love the soul. We love the instrumentation, the talent. And so a lot of us, when we DJed and spun music, we were looking for those incredible breaks and those incredible breakdowns and those certain sections of songs that really just meant a lot to us. And for us, it was paying homage to those that came before us. So to me, I loved it because we stood on the shoulders of anybody that came before us as opposed to trying to wipe them out or trying to not acknowledge them. And I feel like for me as a producer and a lyricist, I wanted to sample music because to me it brought, like I said earlier, it brings back ancestral energies and energies from our past that we need now. Like we need some of that strength, some of that dignity, some of that soul, some of that vibe. We need it now, and I feel like it also is sort of like African griots and storytellers where it's telling the story of the past but bringing it to the present as well. So I love that whole tradition, you know what I mean? And so for me, when I sampled Sly Stone and them, and I didn't even sample them, but we sang it over, of course. We sort of interpolated it. When we did that for Sly Stone, Everyday People, it was the same difference. It was like showing love to them, and to me, that's what I love about hip-hop culture. It wasn't about, especially when it started, it wasn't about us. It was about bringing everybody to the party with us. You know, we was bringing everybody. You know what I mean? So it was about inclusion and love.
Right on.
And you took funk and put soul in it because, you know, Sly and the Family Stone, that's pure funk, okay? And yep. I say that because on Tribe Family Channel, we had a show called Everybody is a Star, and it was hosted by Patrice Chocolate Banks from Graham Central Station. And as everyone knows, Larry Graham was the basis for Sly and the Family Stone. So shout out to the funk family, y'all. Now, Marsha, did you have a response or a comment, and or Daisy, before we give honor to our other sponsor, the Dream Castle Pageant and Dream Castle Villa?
Well, he hit it right on the nose, the way he spoke and said it. And it's a good thing to go back and grab our music because you got to remember, we use 32 pieces on our music. You know, on strings,
wow.
Real strings, horns, real drums, real pianos and everything. The Funk Brothers played on a lot of our music with us after I decided to retire from playing drums on the early stuff. Now I played on Beyonce's song, Crazy in Love. I played the drums on that particular record. And
amazing.
Some more, I played on Jay-Z's record, December 4th. I played on Fantasia. I played drums on Fantasia's record, Baby Mama, okay? And then I kind of retired off of it because we started getting some pretty big hits ourselves, you know.
Right.
From there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, wow. Well, look, we'll be right back after this short commercial break, and when we come back, Gwen Nix James, the CEO, that's what I said, the CEO of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, will be meeting speech from Arrested Development right back after this.
You know the name.
You saw their story on Undone.
You remember the hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the legendary Shy Life Victory Marshall Thompson.
For over 50 years, the legendary Shy Lights have performed all over the world to standing room only crowds.
And now here's a brand new book.
From the only original remaining member of this fabulous group.
The book is entitled Last Man Standing by Marshall Thompson, which chronicles the group's rise to fame with two number one hits and dozens of Billboard Top 10 hits.
The Shy Lights were forced to be reckoned with. Last Man Standing is the story of a personal side of a man who sang about love, romance, and dreams. It will have you laughing out loud one moment and tearing at your heartstrings the very next. Last Man Standing by the legendary Marshall Thompson. Available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and eBooks.
Hi, this is Keith Jackson of the Jackson Family, and you're listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tribal Family Channel with Beverly Black. Have an awesome 2019. Much love and respect.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Life in association with the Dream Castle Pageant and Genius is Common. Now, please welcome our sponsor, Gwen Nix James. Say hello to Gwen, everyone.
What's
Hi,
up,
baby.
Gwen? Hi, family. How are you guys doing?
Good to see you. Great.
Sounding good.
So blessed. You know, we made
hump day. It's Wednesday, mid of the week. So, you know, we're all blessed to be here another week. And by tomorrow, it's Thursday. And we got some sunshine here in New York. So I'm happy. But how is everybody doing? Hey, Uncle. Hey, Auntie. And what's up,
Hi, baby.
And, hey, RS Development. How you doing?
Oh, beautiful, baby. Beautiful.
Good. So we got to get you guys down to Montego Bay. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. We would love it. We would love it. No doubt.
I'll book everything.
When you're ready, talk to Aunt Daisy, and they'll give you my information. Uncle Marshall got it locked on his side anyway. But you can always find me. When you guys ready, let me know, and we'll make it happen. That's how we do things.
That would be beautiful.
It's called the BBB, Black Business Owned. You understand?
I love
that's
it.
Right,
right,
that's right.
Right, cuz? The BBB.
Oh, you better believe it. Now, Gwen, let me also have you say hello to Mr. Bruce George. He is the the co-founder of HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam, and he is the founder of the phenomenal movement Genius is Common. So, Mr. Bruce George, please say hello to the other sponsor of this show, Gwen Nix James.
Hi, Mr. Bruce. How are you? Good evening.
I'm
good
blessed.
Night.
I'm blessed, Gwen. How are you? I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm
good night. Good evening.
Good.
You know, and, you know, much kudos on what you're doing. I mean, entrepreneurially. We need more of that. So I really salute you in leaping out on faith and doing what you're doing. So just wanted
to,
you know,
you
thank
guys
got
to come down to come to New York. I mean, Uncle Marshall, he knows what the Dream Castle Villa is about, you know, 17 years of that. And we just opened up our second restaurant in Montego Bay. We do a beauty pageant in New York in Yonkers. But this year we're celebrating 10 years. And they do 10 years of just modeling, fashion, photography, makeup artists, bringing artists to New York to perform at a small little hotel in Yonkers. We made a name. That Royal Regency should be called the Marshall Thompson Hotel because Uncle Marshall's been in that, he's performed in that audience and that auditorium, sort of like, not really an auditorium, it's actually a catering hall, which is beautiful. It's, you know, we bought the Shy Lights, we bought the Manhattan, we bought Ted Mills, Ray Goodman and Brown.
Force MDs.
I mean, and this year it's about celebrating 17 years of the villa and 10 years of beautiful women from all over the world, Jamaica,
wow.
Montego Bay, New York, Brooklyn,
nice.
And they're all
nice.
Getting together for 10 years. So
Africa.
We're hoping they get Africa. I mean,
come on,
you know,
now.
Our
sister came from Africa and took that crown last year, and I was like,
T-shirt.
That girl done just came from another whole continent, came from the motherland speech and took the crown. You should have seen her. So
love
maybe
it.
Next year we'll have Arrested Development out there. Woo, Lord, I really
well,
do.
I would love to have them come next year. Next year will be, you know,
yes.
the 11th year, but we can talk, you know, and I
yeah,
like to get them to Jamaica.
Good.
That's what I'm talking about. We need to get to Montego Bay.
Ooh.
Yeah,
come
that's
on
true.
Now.
That's
y'all tear me up on the show.
I know.
Look, we're going to get back
problem.
To this interview.
Wait,
oh,
I have
I'm
one
sorry.
Thing to say. The only problem with Montego Bay is Marshall now be fighting over the purple room.
That's okay.
Oh, okay.
That's okay.
But we'll work it out.
Y'all better behave. Listen, we better get back to this interview and to our guests because we have songs that this phenomenal group
absolutely.
Has given
it's been a bit of a moment, right?
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
I mean,
oh
you know,
my goodness.
I mean, this music they play today, I can't say it's the same type of music, but you know, I'm old school. Born and raised old school, so I'm going to always
come on there. Well, I want to thank you, Cuz, Gwen Nix James, the CEO, everyone, of the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, where Speech and Arrested Development hopefully will be performing next year, and the Dream Castle Pageant, and we're definitely, definitely grateful to Bruce George and the Genius is Common movement, and we're going to be looking for Speech's video to join that shelf with Marshall Thompson, Tara Thompson, Lloyd Price, Chris Jasper, Sheila Ray Charles, rest in peace. And I could go on and on and on, but I won't because we're going to get to this music. So thank you again for making this possible, Bruce George, Gwen Nix James. And
amen.
I hope
thank
that y'all
so
will
much.
Continue listening.
Much love.
Nice
thank
you,
Gwen. Much love.
Nice meeting you.
Peace.
Cuz, make sure you give my contacts, okay? Love you.
I will. Love you, too.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay, all right,
baby.
Now, y'all. That's Daisy, baby, right there, y'all. Okay. Anyway, listen.
You my baby too.
Okay, because you know I'll be getting jelly, but that's my cuz.
No,
I ain't got nothing to be jelly
no,
about.
Ain't
that's
no
my
need
cuz,
getting jealous.
Y'all.
I love both of you. Yeah.
I love you too. Listen, Speech.
Yeah.
Gwen got us so spoiled and Marshall got us so spoiled. We're real spoiled, as you can tell. And we believe in sharing that family love. So I just want to say, you know what? Shout out to your queen, Mrs. Thomas, and to your family. Your son looks just like his mom, Queen, and your daughter looks just like her father, King. And you have a beautiful family. So when we talk about family, tell us about people every day and the inspiration behind this groove that we're about to listen to.
So this song was initially, you know, obviously I was inspired by Sly and the Family Stone, but a lot of times, you know, there's beef, like especially in the hip hop world, where cats be like picking on people who looks different and feels different. So I was wearing dashikis, like the brother Bruce said, you know, rocking dashikis, rocking dreadlocks and stuff like that. And some brothers was messing around with that. And so on this song, I'm rhyming about this confrontation that happens. First, when I'm just chilling with my queen and a brother started messing around. And at the end of the day, it's just saying I'm everyday people. Like, hey, you know, I strive to keep it peaceful, but at times some things can get out of hand if we don't pull it together. So at the end of the song, it talks about, you know, it ain't worth it having no violence. We got to try to keep, you know, keep respect for each other so that no violence, no craziness goes down. So that's what the song is about.
Well, I love the part. I love the whole song. I'm such a fan of your music. I'm going to mute my line while we're playing it because y'all don't want to hear my voice. I know every word. But I love the part when you say, look, I love the part when you say,
you know, when he started to squeeze parts of your Dace Anatomy, and I ain't Ice Cube, but I had to take the brother out of being rude, you know. And mm-hmm. see, today, you understand, we don't have the kings and the queens in their proper places. I said the kings and the queens because a lot of people want to say it's one or the other. They talk about single black mamas, and they talk about the fathers that's not in the home. But I say that everybody is out of their position. So, ladies and gentlemen, live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights, we have Speech Thomas of Arrested Development, and we are about to go into People Every Day, right here live on Tribe Family Channel.
Hello. Hi, this is Tawatha AG, and you're listening to Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson on Tribe Family Channel.
All right, y'all. Now, Marshall Thompson had to step away. As we know, he is dealing with the passing of the Mighty Dells, Mr. Chuck Barksdale, and we want to dedicate the first portion of the show to Mr. Chuck Barksdale, rest in heaven. And the remaining portion of this show is dedicated to Now Reigning in Paradise on this anniversary of May 15th, Ms. Y. Armstrong. We hold you in our dear hearts and our prayers. May your son continue to shine on. Yvette Armstrong, F cancer, y'all, and we want to continue to spread our advocacy. Gumbo for the Soul International, Gumbo for the Soul Publications, and our cancer awareness worldwide. So, speech, I'm so thankful and grateful that you took the time out of your schedule to be with us on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. I want to thank Daisy Brown, our producer, for helping us hold it down and making all of this possible through our sponsors, the Dream Castle Villa in Montego Bay, Jamaica, Gwen Nix James, and Mr. Bruce George, Genius is Common. So, we're going to go out with the rest of Arrested Development's music, but speech, I would like for you to set it all up as we get ready to take it on out. One of my favorites is Mr. Wendell. And, of course, the last song we're going to play is Tennessee. Tell us what and who inspired Mr. Wendell.
Mr. Wendell, we used to do like recording on Edgewood in Atlanta, and it's an area where a lot of homeless men and women would hang out at. And so we was doing like recording in the studio, and various homeless brothers especially would come through. And we would, you know, chop it up with them, talk a little bit, build a little bit. And at the end of the day, we learned so much from these men. Like, they were so intelligent and deep, and we just really paid respect to them. Like, that song, when we started writing that song, it was really to dedicate it to all of these brothers that we met. So we paid half the royalties of that song to the National Coalition of the Homeless. We went to all the various homeless shelters and did those performances during that time. Like, in the early 90s, every day we was going to different homeless shelters and performing. And so, you know, it's just really one of those songs to show love to the people that a lot of people just ignore. You know what I mean? So that's Mr. Wendell.
Wow, wow. Beautiful, beautiful. One of my favorites is, and I have I'm very partial to homeless people and just disenfranchised people as well. And I know that's one of the things that Bruce George advocates for, and we forgot to mention that Gwen Nix James, she's in cancer advocacy, children's cancer advocacy, and we want everyone to definitely go to facebook.com/tribefamilychannel so that you can join and connect with these entities, the Dream Castle Pageant this June in Yonkers, New York, and also the Unity Advocacy, Inc., which is dedicated to Yvette Armstrong and all of the cancers that we advocate against. And so tell us also about Tennessee. I love that song, and I'm going to tell you, my favorite line is when you refer to my grandma's gone, my brother's passed, I never ever once felt so alone. That is like me for real, okay?
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, we got that call that we never wanted to get in our family. My beautiful grandmother, Ardenia Chern, passed away of a heart attack, and we all went to Tennessee to celebrate her life. And, you know, we felt a new purpose in our family. We was on our way back home from the from the funeral, and we found out that my brother also passed away. And so that was
Lord.
The same week, and we just couldn't believe it. So, like, the lyrics, take me to another place, take me to another land, make me forget all that hurts me and help me understand your plan. Those lyrics, like you just said, my brother's passed, my grandma's gone, I never at once felt so alone. I mean, these were all real, real life stories. And the last place I saw both of them was in Tennessee, so that song was dedicated to them.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Wow. Absolutely. Now, before we go, if our listeners want to connect with you, besides sending you a friend request on Facebook, waiting for you to answer, where can our listeners connect with you? And I know I'm prayerful that, you know, I can relay your information, your management information to our sponsors, Genius is Common and the Dream Castle of Villa Montego Bay, Jamaica. But where can your average fans find you?
Okay, first of all, let me say I'm on the website right now for Dream Castle Villa. And we got to get down there. Now, let's
I'm opening up everybody's line. See you. Okay, so Gwen and Bruce, your lines are open.
So Bruce,
yes,
up on,
I need to make a trip down
Facebook.
There as well.
You can find me on Facebook, Bruce. I think I just sent your friend request.
Okay. That sounds good.
Gwen James.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah,
sounds
it's a
good.
Family affair. So,
people can reach me at brotherspeech.com. Brotherspeech.com. I got two documentaries on there that people should check out. They've gotten over 1 million views on social media. It's really, really powerful stuff. And I got tons of music. And also, they can reach out to me in the contact information section. So, brotherspeech.com.
Yep. All right,
and
with
Genius
all right.
Is Common, with Genius is Common, just go to geniusiscommon.com. That's geniusiscommon.com. And then if they want to reach out to me, just put my name in Google and they'll be able to, you know, reach out to me in some shape, form, or fashion. Thanks for the show and speech. Yo, much love to you, man. Doing great work. Bev, Marshall
Brother,
Thompson,
thank you
Gwen.
For everything you've done, too.
Well, Bruce, we're already friends. I didn't know that. So we friends already.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
And Bruce,
okay,
don't forget
so make
Daisy over there. She
Daisy.
Makes
what's
sure
up, Daisy?
That everybody.
You.
What's up, Daisy? All right.
It's
that's
you.
What's up, Daisy. Daisy, yeah, it's good to hear you, Daisy. And you
yeah,
know, doing your
you.
Thing. And you know, you're a dot connector and we really appreciate you.
Well,
amen.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
Yeah.
Daisy is a
so
dot connector. That's one of her geniuses.
Well, much love.
Okay.
Now, Speech,
right, well,
I want to thank you.
Talk to you
God
later.
Bless you too, Bruce and Gwen. Speech, I want to thank you so much once again for taking the time out. Thank you for your music. And we're going to continue to do what we do best, and that's make sure that we keep this music and everyone connected, bridging the gap. Live on Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, y'all, Speech of Arrested Development. And you can find me at gumboforthesoulinternational.com, facebook.com/tribefamilychannel, on Twitter at Soul School Music, and also at Tribe Family US. Now, we're also recognizing May 3rd. That was the birthday of the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. So the last song you're going to hear leaving this building will be by James Brown. So Speech, again, we're so thankful and we're so grateful, and I'll make sure that everyone gets, you know, the proper contact so that we can get that Genius is Common popping and Montego Bay, Jamaica going as well. Daisy, you want to say anything you know, you represented the Shy Lights coming in, you're representing the Shy Lights going out. So on behalf
I just
of Marcia Thompson and the Shy Lights, take us out.
I just want to say it's been a great show, and I agree with a speech about the energy, because music is the language of the universe as far as I'm concerned. And we're talking about sampling. I wish that they would sample some of the old gospel songs. You know, you go into a church now, and if you're from old school, you don't even know what half the songs they're singing nowadays. You know, and you know, you sit there and you're like, oh my God, you know, where am I? You know, they need to sample some of those. But anyway, it's been a great show.
Don't be
show
like me. Don't be like me. Is that a text song?
Well, yeah, and you know, and they just, oh my God, it's just terrible. You know, you almost don't even want to go to a church anymore. You can't understand half the songs and what they're saying and why they're saying it and how long they sing it, because songs are hours long, it seems. You know, I was in church Sunday and they did one song for 10 minutes. Now, you know, that's crazy.
Wow.
But anyway.
Well, now, Daisy, if we were to throw on Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up.
Well, hey,
maybe they got it from y'all.
No. Marvin was in a show enough groove when he did that one. So. Of course, Barry White did one, and so did what's my boy's name? Bald-headed guy. Isaac Hayes.
Oh,
yeah.
Isaac Hayes.
So I mean, you know, they it's good that they do it, but at the same time, you know, you have to be cognizant of other people. If you're listening to a record, you can always turn that off. But if you're someplace live, you can't just say, you know. And I wanted to say, well, you turn that microphone down, you know. But anyway, it was.
I learned.
Okay.
I got to throw one more song out there before you take us out. Speech, you already know. it's a hip hop song, Sugar Hill.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Sugar Hill Gang, how long is that song? About 20, 30 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But go ahead and take us out of here, Daisy.
Okay, I just want to say, please keep Marshall in prayer and the Dells family, because the loss of Chuck, I mean, my heart is so heavy right now, and I think I'm a little lower in spirit than I usually am. But the Dells have been such a great contribution to our music industry. Mm. Please pray for those guys, because they really need prayer. It's just Mickey and Vern left, and just please keep them in your prayers.
Lord,
and
have mercy.
God bless everyone. And Speech, it's great. Look forward to you at the Dream Castle Villa, and we will talk. Good night, everyone.
And thank you so very much, Speech, for making the time to be on our show. We're going to go out with your music and continue with the visionary documentaries and impact that you are making as a agitator and a advocate, okay? And we thank you again for being here on Soul School Music.
Thank you so much, y'all. Thank you.
Yes. Good
night.
All
right. Good night, and God bless everyone. Be sure to follow our studio, blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. Soul School Music on Tribe Family Channel is a Gumbo for the Soul international family brand, created, owned, and operated by yours truly, Beverly. I am she. Yes, that is me. All rights reserved. I don't play about my house. Now, good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Hey, yesterday, this is Speech from Arrested Development. I believe it. I know some stuff left, though. Check it out. I believe it.
Homeboy right over there, headliner, is the turntable instrumentalist. We got Ellie over there with a crazy soul chilling. Razadon is chilling, he's in the house. That's the man, he designs all our logos. And then we got Baba O'Day in the house. He's like the papa, the father figure. What's the name of Sam? And then, of course, I can't forget you. Lady Smiley over here, always smiling. And, of course, Larry from the guitar. This song is for you, brother.
Hey, I'm back because I got another question for Speech Thomas. Speech, please,
yeah, right
would
here.
You please shout out the rest of the members of Arrested Development? Give homage to everyone that's making it possible. Speech didn't do it all by himself, y'all, so my apologies.
No doubt. I want to give a shout-out to everybody from the crew, the family. It's a large family, so I'm shouting out, first of all, my brother Baba OJ, may he rest in peace, my sister Ellie Tareem, my brother headliner Raza Don, of course, Mosho Ishii, and I also want to shout-out Farida Aleem and Tasha LeRae and JJ Boogie and One Love. So it's a lot of people, but I want to shout all those brothers and sisters out.
And that's giving us what we want. Thank you so much. Now, here we go, y'all. Mr. Window.
Hey, yes, indeed. This is Speech from Arrested Development, of the leader. My nose is stuffed up, though. Check it out. I'm the leader. Homeboy right over there, headliner, is the turntable instrumentalist. We got Ellie over there with a crazy soul chilling. Razadon is chilling. He's in the house. That's the man. He designs all our logos. And then we got Baba O'Day in the house. He's like the papa, the father figure. What's the name of Sam? And then, of course, I can't forget you. Lady Smiley over here, always smiling. And, of course, Larry from the guitar. This song is for you, brother.
Have a dollar. In fact, no, brother man, here, have two. $2 means a snack for me, but it means a big deal to you. Be strong, serve God only. Know that if you do, beautiful heaven awaits. Asked upon my rope for the first time. I saw a man with no clothes, no money, no plate, Mr. Wendell. Asked his name. No one ever knew his name, cause he's a no one. Never thought twice about spending on an old bum until I had the chance to really get to know one. Now that I know him, to give him money is a charity. He gives me some knowledge, I buy him some shoes. And if ain't black, spend all that money on big colleges, still most of y'all come out confused. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Go ahead, Mr. Wynn. Mr. Wendell has freedom, a free that you and I think is dumb. Free to be without the worries of a quick to this society, for Mr. Wendell's a bum. His only worries are sickness and an occasional harassment by the police in their chase. Uncivilized, we call him, but I just saw him eat off the food we waste. Civilization, are we really civilized? Yes or no? Who are we to judge when thousands of innocent men can be brutally enslaved or killed over a racist grudge? Mr. Wendell has tried to warn us about our ways, but we don't hear him talk. Is it his fault when we've gone too far, and we got too far, cause on him we walk? Mr. Wendell, a man, a human in flesh, but not by law. I bid you dignity to stand with pride. Realize that all in all, you stand tall. Go ahead, Mr. Wendell. Thank you.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
A game of horseshoes.
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain by brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. You said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and you was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason, it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Just a mini vacation for the two of you? Now you can. You can go to the Shalites home, away from home, when they're not on tour. It's called the Shalites Dream Castle Villa, where you can relax in luxurious surroundings, where the staff and all amenities are at your full disposal. Their private gated villa offers 24-hour on-property security. Dream Castle Villa is just 20 minutes away from the newly constructed International Airport in Montego Bay, Jamaica. Enjoy incredible views of the Caribbean Sea and the Iron Shore Golf Course. The Shalites Dream Castle Villa is a relaxing, soothing, and romantic experience that's excellent for small private weddings, wedding renewals, engagements, anniversaries, or just a mini vacation for two. For reservations, visit their website at dreamcastlevilla.com or call toll-free at 888-747-9802 and see what other luxuries await you. Relax, just like the Shalites at The Shalites Dream Castle Villa, and hold on to your dreams.
Rest in peace, Mr. Chuck Barksdale of the Mighty Dells.